White House doesn't want Joe Biden impeached, would be a disaster. By Wendell Hasebo on August 31, 2023. Members of the Biden administration do not want President Joe Biden impeached, claiming it would be a disaster for Republicans if they mount the courage to open an impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said Sunday an impeachment inquiry could be launched as soon as late September. An impeachment inquiry, which does not require a full House vote, would allow lawmakers special power to compel relevant information in their Biden family probe. White House spokesperson Ian Sams issued a statement this week under the auspices of helping Republicans maintain control of the House, pointing to a few House Republicans who might oppose an immediate impeachment with an inquiry. Sams alleged an impeachment exercise would backfire on Republicans. This baseless impeachment exercise would be a disaster for congressional Republicans. And don't take our word for it, just listen to the chorus of their fellow Republicans who admit there is no evidence for their false allegations and that pursuing such a partisan stunt will backfire, he said. McCarthy asserts an impeachment inquiry would be helpful to answer questions the White House continually ignores. There's a lot of questions still, McCarthy said Sunday. And to be able to get the answers to these questions, you would need an impeachment inquiry to empower Congress, Republicans, and Democrats to be able to get the answers that the American people deserve to know. Just this week, news broke that the National Archives possesses about 5,400 emails and records linked to Biden's email aliases. The Archives, under the control of the White House, refuses to provide the content of those emails and records. Powerful allegations have mounted for years against the president. The allegations include, but are not limited to, photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers. Texts. Emails. WhatsApp messages. Photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners. Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter. Five individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy. Two whistleblower testimonies. FBI FD-1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive. FBI informant alleging bribes. Video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad. Former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. Millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts. Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Email aliases. Despite the allegations, some Republican lawmakers have not committed to investigating Biden. Those members appear to be Representative Don Bacon, R.N.E., Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, R.P.A., Representative Mike Lawler, R.N.Y., and Representative Ken Buck, R.C.O. I don't know how anybody will take us seriously if we can't vote on impeachment inquiry, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, R.G.A., told Breitbart News. If you can't vote for impeachment on Joe Biden, then how can you dare to even claim you are willing to drain the swamp? You're not. Members like Ken Buck, he wrote the book Drain the Swamp. If you can't be there for impeachment on Joe Biden after all the damning information that is coming out and continues to come, then what do you think draining the swamp actually means? Green asked. They either should step down from the Judiciary Committee or remove themselves because they're standing in the way of real justice for the American people, Green added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.